Another mitigation strategy for reducing carbon dioxide emissions involves creating carbon markets. This entails putting a price on carbon dioxide emissions and making polluters pay for excess emissions beyond the targets a country sets. The subject of carbon pricing gets quite complicated, and it's beyond the scope of this course to go into depth on that subject, but I'll mention two key strategies that dominate discussion of carbon markets. The first is the carbon tax. This is simply a charge per ton of carbon emissions that polluters must pay, thereby incentivizing them to reduce emissions in order to pay less tax. A carbon tax theoretically would result in high emissions goods and products costing more. So goods produced with renewable energy become more competitive and emissions go down. Carbon taxes on the order of $50 a ton of CO2 emitted are being bandied about. Another strategy designed to help high-emitting industries meet carbon emissions caps is known as carbon offsets. Here, rather than reduce emissions themselves, carbon offset projects allow polluters to pay for carbon sequestration projects elsewhere that absorb carbon, thus offsetting their emissions. Such projects could entail geoengineering technologies to suck carbon out of the atmosphere, or natural sequestration through reforestation and other means.